The basic framework of the proposal is pretty close to what government watchdog groups have wanted ever since a handful of lawmakers were indicted for using their offices to run political campaigns. The measure would merge the ethics and elections boards and set up a nonpartisan government accountability board. The retired judges who sit on this panel would have the ability to launch civil probes against lawmakers. They'd also have the chance to refer criminal investigations to district attorneys from an official's home county. The Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's Mike McCabe says he's encouraged that all legislative leaders and the governor have come together on the plan, but he still has mixed feelings.
There's an awful lot of this bill that will be good for the public. But there's also a fair amount in here that is clearly aimed at protecting elected officials.
For example, McCabe says the proposal as it's written creates a cumbersome process whenever the board wants to investigate an official. Board members have to vote to launch the probe and then vote again to continue it every step of the way.
Why do they keep having to jump over these hoops? Why do they have to vote every time an investigator moves a muscle?
Also, watchdog groups worry about a clause that would wipe out the new agency if any piece of this 85-page bill is found unconstitutional. Both the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign and Wisconsin Common Cause say that's extremely rare and note it's a tactic legislative leaders used in the past to pass sham campaign finance legislation. They also say it's something lawmakers can fix, and key leaders say they're open to changes as they review the plan over the next couple weeks. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.